A Qualicum Beach teacher has raised more than $10,000 for local charities through her popular interactive coloring books. Ashley Kuramoto recently published the fifth in her series Little Adventures Vancouver Island and is just getting started. The latest release focuses on the Comox Valley, but she plans to cover the whole island someday. She and another local mom, Gori Harrison, raised $14,000 this summer for a new skate park in Qualicum Beach. Kuramoto's efforts were recognized with a nomination for a Women of Influence Nanaimo Award. It will be good to be surrounded by all these powerful and courageous women in our community, so I'm really excited just to be a part of the day, she said. I feel super grateful to be nominated at all. Kuramoto was nominated for two categories, but since she can only be considered for one, she chose the Community and Social Responsibility category. Her books include plenty of family-friendly places to visit in the Mid-Island area, plus a scavenger hunt component that lets children search for fun things at that location. Kuramoto created the scavenger hunts with help from her daughter Claire. So far she has covered Qualicum Beach, Parksville, Coombs, Errington, North Nanaimo, Lanceville, Nanoose Bay and now the Comox Valley. Each entry includes the location's coordinates, an explanation of the area and lets the reader know if the destination is accessible and if it has a bathroom. On the right side is a coloring page illustrated by Kuramoto. To research her latest book, she spent a week in the Comox Valley for an artist's residency at McLaughlin Gardens. "It honestly made me want to move there, it's such a beautiful spot," she said. Kuramoto added that her favorite was Nymph Falls Nature Park. "It's a really short walk which is great and it's like natural water slides on these rock faces that go into these pools," she said. Cumberland Village Park also made a big impression, with tons of activities including skateboarding, mountain biking, BMXing, hiking trails, a water park and a large playground. "There's lots to do there and it's great for any age." Proceeds from Little Adventurers Vancouver Island, Comox Valley will go towards the Comox Valley Therapeutic Riding Society Bike Shop. They fix up all these bikes and they sell them and 100% of the proceeds go to the Comox Valley Therapeutic Riding Society, Kuramoto said. After meeting them and then talking to the society, I knew it was a really good fit for this book. Her books are available for purchase at more than 30 locations in Parksville, Qualicum Beach, Errington, Nanoose Bay, Coombs, Lanceville and Nanaimo. They are also available online at https://littleadventurers.ca/. The Women of Influence Nanaimo Awards will be presented on February 2. Kuramoto has already started on her next book, which will cover South Nanaimo, and she expects it will be ready in the spring or summer.